Come cheer up your hearts, boys, and all hands to work. We'll be happy and blessed, spite of devil and Turk. Our land, you must know, we shall one day see flow. With that dear milk and honey, called plenty and money, if we can but a little with patience dispense, those blessed days will be ours all 100 years hence. By that time our foes will be dead and rotten, our quarrels all hushed, and our troubles forgotten. His gout, stone, and pox will have then done the work of Europe's old bloodhound, the most Christian Turk. For Lucifer waits his new reign to commence, and a long before 100 years hence. Our taxes we'll heartily pay in our turns, count it which way you please, for our heads or our horns. We shall see that blessed day when we ne'er shall be poor, if our wives have not sent us to heaven long before. Peace, blessing, and plenty their smiles will dispense, at furthest within 100 years hence. And what though thus long we have mourned the sad wants of a glass of good Bordeaux and a cup of fine Nance, we shall then have wine and brandy most certain, a quart for a shilling and 2 pence for a quartern. For the generous French will that favour dispense, if we happen to live but 100 years hence. 'Tis true, no great store of coin we can boast, our wealth and our silver, alas, are riposte. But what though the clippers and coiners have snipped it, and o'er the herring pond the wars they have whipped it, we shall roll in the milled crowns, pounds, shillings, and pence, if we live and do well but 100 years hence. 'Tis true, no great store of coin we can boast, our wealth and our silver, alas, are riposte. But what though the clippers and coiners have snipped it, and o'er the herring pond the wars they have whipped it, we shall roll in milled crowns, pounds, shilling, and pence, if we live and do well but 100 years hence. In 100 years' time, how the world we shall settle, we shall certainly then have quite mended our kettle. Our disputes and our titles will then be adjusted, and Monsieur by that time perhaps may be trusted. Then England to France her smiles shall dispense, in a general peace 100 years hence. In wedding and bedding and gossiping rates, though we now pay for kissing and getting of brats, our grandsons will lay the young girls on their backs, in the fear of the Lord and without fear of tax, without socket money or christening expense, take up the smock cheaper 100 years hence. And what though our citizens, honest good people, in hopes of a new and a swinging Paul steeple, stand gaping to see it rise higher and higher, whilst we raise by our coals what we lost by our fire, with that small yearly rent they'll easily dispense, for Paul's will be built in 100 years hence. Nay, the bank bills that swaggered so high, though of late, they're dwindled to 20 per centum rebate. If you'll stay but a while, and be but so civil, but to wait but till knavery is gone to the devil, by that time they'll hold up their heads and speak sense. if you can but have patience to 100 years hence. The city will then make their orphans all rich, have paid off their bedlam, score, mum, glass, and ditch, our casements and windows that now pay their light, and all to the making our silver more bright. We'll crown with full glory our shillings and pence, for our mint will shine out 100 years hence. But now, without rallying or joke, let's agree to pay our great Caesar our hand, heart, and knee, the hero whose sword for our liberty draws, who faces blood, danger, and death in our cause. Some few months, we hope, will his warm beams dispense, and our heirs bless his name 100 years hence.